This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
November 21st, you are, let's see, 1 month and 4 days. there's something sobering. Let's slap ourselves around and get to the bottom of that. Yes, the upcoming Christmas season is actually upon us. And so, what do we have to celebrate? I will tell you that one of the best experiences I've had in the movies for a long time, Meredith and I had yesterday, we went to see Arrival. If you have not seen the movie Arrival, and you have any sort of sensitivity to anything, then you ought to make it your business to go see Arrival. Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner are the two stars. Actually, there's three, because Forrest Whitaker is in it as well. He's very, they're all good. But the story is so compelling. It's so important. And I apply it now to our conversation. This hour of the Good Day program is aimed at helping all of us have a little more time to think through certain things and to in depth, whether it's with ourselves, with our spouses, with our friends, with people at work, whatever it is, however your brain gets put into gear. This is my opportunity to put my own brain in gear, and to put yours in it as well. So when I see all of this protesting, and I think to myself, what's really important here? The ability to protest is something that we hold near and dear. It's precious and important. And then I think about what it is that people are trying to get across. What is it you're protesting? What's the business from SNL? Why is Alec Baldwin so angry? What are people angry about? We've been angry. That's why Donald Trump's there. Most of us are angry. Some are satisfied that Trump is there, so maybe we'll channel our anger to other things. But then there are those who are just angry, protesting God knows what. What are they protesting? What is the reason for the protest? Okay, you made your point. You don't like the fact that Donald Trump was elected president. Maybe even you'll get to, with the vote on December 10th, of the Electoral College, who knows? Maybe people, maybe the Clintons somehow or other will get through to the Electoral College and somehow figure out a way to get people to change their minds so they'll vote for Hillary Clinton, so she'll be the president. Stranger things have happened. The fact that Donald Trump is the president-elect is a strange thing. But yet, it isn't really. If you understand what's going on, or if you pay attention, that's really the bottom line here. What are you paying attention to? Do you listen to people that just talk about the same things that you talk about and then kind of work yourself around? Okay, yep, I agree with that. They're my kind of people because they agree with me. Well, the things that you're discussing, arguing about, disagreeing with are not, I would suggest, that important. They're important to us on a day-to-day level, but are they really important looking down the road? Remember last week, I think Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, I think it was today, it was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, I talked about Stephen Hawking suggesting we had 1,000 years left, maybe, of the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, kaputsky. I don't think we have that long, frankly. I think this movie that I'm talking about, Arrival, helps to put a fix, not on the time that we have here, but how to deal with it. It's another idea, and it's really, it seems simple as the movie starts, and you work through it, and it's entertaining, and it's Hollywood and all that stuff. But beyond that, and beside that, there is a message in that movie that is very powerful about what we're doing to ourselves, what's happening on the planet Earth, where we will go with the direction we're headed in. Do you remember last Friday? I talked about, I'm making reference to a lot of different things here because I think that we've had some pretty important non-political discussions of late. One of them has to do with the number of people in America and, yes, around the world who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. The addiction numbers in America are almost 21 million. Around the world, it's close to a billion people have some sort of addictive personality that brings them to overdo substances for the most part. So this Surgeon General's report of addiction has got the country buzzing. If there weren't protests going on this weekend about, I mean, the fact that, okay, let me just have this moment here. Closing Interstate 70 is just plain stupid. What do you gain by closing a major highway, causing accidents, people getting hurt? What's gained by it? Are you that naive to think that you shutting down a highway is going to make a difference? What do you think? People who are involved in the crashes are going to like what you've done, and they're going to run right out, and they're going to demand that the Electoral College change the numbers so that Hillary Clinton will be president. What are you protesting? What are you, nuts? Put your energy to something that's worthwhile. And that's why I say those people who are annoyed or upset or are captured by this anger, go see the movie Arrival. See it. Those of you who have seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. There are so many, there's a few twists and turns and things that you won't expect to be a part of the movie, but the end result of it, for me anyway, was thinking about the now and the future and how we will all be much better off if we understand that it's not all about fear. It's not all about worry. People are afraid that we're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade. People are afraid that the taxes will go down on the rich, and then where will the money come from to pay for the poor? People are afraid that Donald Trump will whisk in a new era of disrespect for women. People are afraid. You fill in the blank. Protesting, shutting down a highway, doing any other, things that are part of what are responsible protests. I remember the Vietnam War. A lot of very responsible protesting going on. And most of it was valuable, constructive. I just don't see what's constructive about all this at the moment. I really don't. If you have something to help me with in terms of understanding why this is worthwhile, I'm happy to talk about it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's all okay until it isn't okay. This is the week of Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. People say that every year, but this year it's true. Last year it was true. Think about how you are in terms of the life that you lead versus what it would be like if you lived in Rwanda, for example, or even Vietnam. Pick a place that's not as well off as far as their people are concerned. You can find a lot of them. So anyway, I just wanted to get that focus on. I don't get it. Time to sit back and see what's going to happen. Stop it is what I would basically just stop it. Stop it. Go to work. Get a job. Do something constructive. The protests are no longer constructive. They aren't. Unless the measure is whether you feel good or not about being involved. Coming up, speaking of that number, 888-302-DOUG, the news voice of the day. Up next here, 16 after the hour, and good day.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This Black Friday, Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is the only place you'll find the exclusive Pandora Holiday Charm Gift Set. This unique set includes 12 festive charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Mrs. Santa Claus charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $225 on the entire set. It's the Pandora Jewelry Set she'll treasure forever. That's why he went to Jared.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, speaking of having fun, let's have a little fun right now with the news voice of the day, 888-302-3684. This voice is wrapped around a lot of different things. There is a television series on right now that focuses on her life. There are many things that have come from her over decades that have been important. Have they been earth-shaking? Not so sure. You can figure that out as you try to wrap your head around whose voice this is.
My government will continue to play a leading role in world affairs, using its global presence to tackle climate change and address major international security, economic, and humanitarian challenges.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. But the best way to get through is to dial, because I want to put people's voices on the air. And then you'll get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work from Maria Trilogy, a extraordinarily inspirational book, kind of like the movie Arrival. It's that sort of impactful information that's in there. A lot of essays about life and life situations that we all can identify. May not identify with all of them, but you'll identify with some of them. All right, one more time. Here is the news voice of the day.
There's an old saying that it is better to light a candle than curse the darkness. There are millions of people lighting candles of hope in our world today, and this is a good time to be thankful for them and for all that brings light to our lives.
888, what light has she brought, and what light can you focus? Can you give us what light can you bring to the subject matter here? 888-302-3684. It's 888-302-DOUG at 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go away and left me, never hear to cry. Now I love her, she's my delight. She's my delight, she's my delight.
Bones.
You just don't know.
Here they are. They're going strong. 54 years for the Rolling Stones. They're going to release their all covers album. A lot of blues classics, deep cuts, called Blue and Lonesome. And time for Christmas, boys and girls.
Yes, this is on my list. Definitely.
Yeah. Sounds pretty interesting. But you can't tell it's them. Excuse me, unless you identify them. So let's see here. I mean, think about the fact that these guys are still alive. Don't mind the fact that they're putting out a new album. Stones started working on a new album during their Blue and Lonesome sessions as well. But then they decided, let's do this instead. Keith Richards said, the reason we hit into the blues stuff was we were in a new studio, new rooms. Always takes a while to adjust the sounds. So I said to Ronnie and Mick, let's just hit into the blues. And they're all familiar with to get the sound together. Came together so well. Mick said, well, in that case, let's do this Howlin' Wolf song. And one thing led to another, and before they knew it, had an album without any intention of having an album. So there you go.
This is a great song, Just Your Fool. This is the first single off this album. I love this.
So, did they have any music, or this just was all what they knew? And did they have any lyrics? Where did they come up with? I'm wondering, I mean, they've been singing for so long, they've been exposed to so many different songs and so much different music, a lot of stuff probably just in their head.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what this was. They were huge. I'm a big Stones fan, so they were huge Howlin' Wolf fans.
Yeah.
Howlin' Wolf had never appeared on American television until the Rolling Stones were booked in Chicago on something, I guess the Checker Studio or something was there. They were booked on a TV show in Chicago, and they said they wouldn't go on unless Howlin' Wolf was on in front of them. And it was the first time that an African-American blues artist had ever been on TV, and it was because of the Stones. It's really, yeah, they have a deep history with American blues.
Yeah. So it's reflected in their new album, again called Blue and Lonesome, out the first week of December for those of you who are fans of the Bones. Other musical information that has some value, we've been talking off and on here about the Freedom Medal of Freedom winners, and included in the group with Ellen DeGeneres and Robert De Niro and Cecily Tyson and Tom Hanks and Robert Redford and the Gates and Lauren Michaels and Vin Scully are Bruce Springsteen and Diana Ross. Here's the Boss. I found listening to the Boss's channel on Sirius XM to be cool. Once in a while, not a lot. I don't want a lot of it, but I listen a lot. I find it good. You open up the window and clear your head. It's good for that. And also, Diana Ross, who is as much of a national music treasure as anybody else, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. I know a few months ago we talked about her doing a tour. I don't know if she just finished it or if she's just about to begin. But she still sounds great. And she's incredible. She's in her late 70s?
Late 70s.
Wow.
Yep. And there are people who have argued for years that she wasn't the strongest voice of the Supremes.
Right.
That Mary Wilson was. But Mary Wilson wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy, and Diana Ross did. So that's up the ladder we go. Hello. Alright, so it's 28 past the hour. Musically speaking, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and DJV.
And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stephen and the Good Day Gang with a focus on Monday and what's going on, what we can think about, what we can say, how we can approach some of the issues of the day, things that are important to you, how do you see protesting, that sort of thing is a good conversation, unless you want to talk about Kanye West. What a character. I'm Doug. Speaking of characters, Kara Schillen is at the controls. All right, one more time. Our news voice of the day. Here it is.
My government will continue to play a leading role in world affairs, using its global presence to tackle climate change and address major international security, economic, and humanitarian challenges.
All right. Who is that lady? Would you like to shake her hand, etc.? Randy is in Roseburg, Oregon. Hello, Randy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, hey. You know, I think this one's a little bit too easy. This is Margaret Thatcher.
No, it isn't. So how's that? But that, no, it's not Margaret Thatcher. But it's a good guess. Pretty close, actually. Edward is in Hickory. Shall we do? Let's see. I'm going to put Edward on, and I'll put James on, who's in Lynchburg. All right, Edward, alphabetically, you go first.
Queen Elizabeth II.
All right, James, you go second.
I can't remember her name, but the, well, actually, I was going to say Queen Elizabeth II, but I wonder if that might be wrong. It might be the new prime minister.
Nope, you're both right. Bing, diddling, 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 ding. Let's ring the bell. That should be Carrie. After we have a winner, we should ring that bell. Yeah, no, it's Queen Elizabeth. Although Theresa May would be a good one. I was surprised Margaret Thatcher came into it. I thought somebody would guess the Theresa May. Yes, I would have thought that. But Queen Elizabeth is important. She's become. It's funny how over the years, maybe you two both have observations as well. The Queen has been sort of in and out. Are you watching the series The Crown, either of you, on television?
I am not.
Well, I am not. James said I am not. Edward, what are you doing?
No, I'm not watching it, no.
No, okay.
I will, though.
It might make a good, moment. Actually, it's. I think it's a limited season. One of the best performers, the lady who's playing Queen Elizabeth as a young person is very good. And John Lithgow playing Winston Churchill, very good as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you probably would both appreciate it. Let me just ask your opinion about one thing, if I may, while I've got you. Yeah, you're both going to get copies of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Let me start with James. Your feelings on the protests and the protesters as objectively as you can render them, James.
Are the protesters about the election?
Well, yeah, the protests about Trump, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm fine. I had a conversation with my daughter last night about it. She wanted to know. I'm fine with protests because I was part of the Tea Party protest of Obama. Mm-hmm. It's the violence, the attacks on people, and the attacks on business and property that I have a problem with. The protests themselves, that's what it's all about.
Okay, so the verbal protesting is fine. The action doesn't work for you. I think most Americans would agree with that position. Edward, how about you?
I think if they don't have to live here, they can move to another country or lock them up if they're going to be violent. Lock them up, you know. I mean, or make them move if they don't like living here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those celebrities that are moving to Canada, I haven't seen too many people moving yet, have you?
No.
No.
It'd be a cleaner country.
Yeah, maybe in many respects. Hi, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you. Appreciate your being here. The bottom line with all of this stuff is that we have a right, and it's good. It's healthy. It's important. But how many people are out saying thank you? How many of the same people who are protesting are saying thank you for electing the most racially diverse Congress in U.S. history? Did you know that that was the case? The 115th Congress that takes office in January, a record number of Hispanics, a record number of blacks, record number of Asians who are in the House. So that is progress, according to many people. Is it? A thought or two on that. More coming up on Donald Trump and a thought or two on him. But first, the Queen, back to the Queen Mother. Speaking about protests, this is something that I was not in London, so I didn't get this when I was in England a couple of weeks ago. But there are 80,000 people who have signed on to petition the Queen to not spend. Well, there's two. The Queen is being asked to fund Buckingham Palace's $369 million makeover. The Labour Party Chancellor John MacDonald said it was the right thing to do to fix up the building, but he'd welcome a royal contribution. In other words, the government said it will pay to fix Buckingham Palace because government building. The other side of it is the Queen and her family have a lot of money. And so this fellow thinks that it would be a good idea for the Queen to pay. Here's a little bit more on the types of repairs needed.
Buckingham Palace is apparently in need of some major updates to the tune of over $455 million. And most of those updates won't be seen. They include replacing 100 miles of the palace's electrical wiring, 20 miles of heating pipes, and 10 miles of hot and cold water pipes. In the process, workers will have to pull up the equivalent of 3.5 soccer fields worth of floorboards. Some of the wiring, piping, and other systems are over 60 years old. The palace says the upgrades are necessary to avoid catastrophic failure leading to fire or flood. The upgrades will be paid for with a temporary 10% increase in the funding the government gives to the royal family every year. And some people aren't happy about that, calling it disgusting that money is being spent on that while there are people who are homeless and children who are hungry. The updates will take place in several phases over the next 10 years. The work begins in April 2017.
All right. Well, there is a stipend. I believe the royal family gets $64 million a year from the British taxpayers to run Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace, and other things that are part and parcel of what their existence is all about. And the public loves, Americans love the royal family. The Brits certainly do. It's a very important part of their culture, their history, their heritage, and they hold on to it dearly. But when it comes to spending a lot of money, I guess that there is a difference of opinion as to where it all ought to come from. So anyway, that's the update on the Queen. Thank you for thinking about the Queen, and thank you for participating in our daily news quiz question. By the way, let me remind you that we have a lot of things going on in this program between now and the end of the week. We'll be here live on Thanksgiving morning to have a chat with you about what you're thankful about, et cetera, et cetera. And we're also going to give away a laptop. An HP laptop will be given away during the program on Friday. So you can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB show, to get more details on what the laptop is. How's it look and how's it work and how would it be in your home or in your business or in your travels one way or the other. All right. In a moment, a Zika upgrade or update and more thoughts about Donald Trump from Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays, but I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E, free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, 46 past the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Monday morning, the Zika Zone. World Health Organization says it's time to stop talking about Zika because it no longer is a global health emergency. The Zika Zone is up in smoke. Well, not really. I mean, there's still mosquitoes around. This time of year, there are fewer of them. There was concern as we went into the spring and summer that Zika would be a big problem, mostly because of the Olympics, people going down there, and where else it had spread in the warm weather areas. Some public health experts, though, say that there still is an epidemic, and the World Health Organization is out of touch, as we hear here.
The Zika virus is no longer a global health emergency. The World Health Organization determined the virus is no longer an international concern, but that's not to say the virus is gone. An official with the WHO said the announcement is not downgrading the importance of Zika. Instead, Zika is now considered a chronic problem as opposed to an outright international crisis. The virus was deemed a global health emergency in February after cases of the disease spiked in the Americas. Zika still poses a serious risk to pregnant women and babies. The virus has been linked to cases of microcephaly and other neonatal complications.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's been a controversy as most of these. Everything, though, isn't it? When you think about it, everything's a controversy today. Everything is a problem. Everything gets blown out of proportion. Calm down. It's not as bad as you may think. And that maybe, if I can turn my attention back to Donald Trump for another minute or so, when you think about Donald Trump, the politician, think about Donald Trump, the businessman, think about Donald Trump, the person, here's a guy who has seemingly endless confidence to win. And you know, thoughts are things. He believed he could be president. People laughed at him. And then he kept winning primaries, and people still laughed. He'll never be president. He certainly looked like a loser on the eve of the election. I think that's... All politicians, or many of them, have put a brave face on Trump. He believed he would prevail. Others said he would fail. Well, because he believed in himself, he prevailed. I think that's it. So why can't you use that same sort of thinking in your life? Forget Donald Trump. Forget about other people. How about believing in yourself? That voice that tries to grow louder in your head that says, well, maybe things won't work out. It's fear-based thinking. I'm thinking about this because, again, I'm focusing on this movie, Arrival. The people who win in sports know they can win. The people who win in politics know they can win. People who win in business know they can win. The people who win in relationships know they can win. My advice to you is see it through. 50 minutes past the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All right, where are we? 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Twitter is cracking down on hate speech, and I think that's a positive sign, Frank. I think it's about time that that sort of stuff was done. I'd like to think that there was a reason that people would, or reasonable people, would not want to engage in that stuff anyway, but it turns out I read some stuff on the New York Times, was it? No, the Washington Post website. Whoa. My God. I've read some of the stuff that people said about me after I talked about the electoral college.
Are you reading comment sections of places?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Yeah. Well, there it is. All right, anyway. So what's Twitter going to do about this? We'll find out in a moment here.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, Victoria, let's get to this business of Twitter cracking down on hate speech. And the only question I might have here is who decides what is hate speech? Is there, it's like, you know, there's no community. The reason when people get fined by the FCC, radio stations, TV stations, because of some obscene thing that they put on the air, they always, the company owners always go to court and they win because there's no community standard for what's obscene.
Well,
so how do we do this?
Right. Well, Twitter's essentially leaving it up to each individual person to decide what language they don't want to have appear on their feed. So Twitter's gotten a lot of flack lately for not curbing abusive language.
That stuff is awful.
It's really bad. I know.
It is awful.
So, and the election was so contentious and people still are feeling it, and it's, so Twitter has finally stepped in and they're expanding the mute feature. So it basically allows, like, if on DJV, if we get some troll who's, you know, saying a lot of really negative stuff, which we've gotten a few of, and, you know, we mute them so we don't hear from them and we don't see them. This expands that so that you can actually type in words and whole phrases that you don't want to appear. And you can mute them based on that. Twitter's moving forward with trying to give people more power over what they can and cannot see. Notifications, which basically is a text message every time you get a tweet or a mention. You can also now through Twitter, you can mute those notifications. One of the things that Twitter has gotten a little bit of flack for, they haven't been able to find common ground really with what's too much government, as we were talking about, or you know, what's really leaving it up to the individual. Yesterday, they suspended the account of Richard Spencer. I don't know if that's a household name at this point, but he runs an alt-right think tank, and he basically has been very public saying he wants blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and Jews removed from the U.S. He's super, super out there in his own world. So he has a verified account, so Twitter suspended that, which is at Richard B. Spencer. They suspended his think tank, which is called the National Policy Institute. Sounds sort of like very official, but it's really not. And they also suspended his online magazine. He is going to fight them in court. He feels that this is an infringement upon his rights, so this is going to be a bigger story.
It may be that it ought to be taken care of by the marketplace and not rules and regulations, but...
I think if he was just out there saying his own crazy stuff and people want to follow him, that's fine. But I think the problem, though, is his followers have been attacking other people. Emmy Rossum, who's an actress on Shameless, and she's been in a ton of movies and things, she's Jewish, and she has been the victim of a lot of anti-Semitic comments from his followers. So it's sort of like Twitter had to step in. They had to do something.
The Chinese have worked their magic on their official websites, or anything in China, any website in China, has been ordered to block the term Fatty Kim III, an expression used to mock Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
So no longer on Chinese websites will you see a reference to Fatty Kim
is he
the
fat
Third.
Or just short?
He's fat. No, he's short and fat.
Short round.
Yeah.
Is he, are they becoming friends now, China?
it's like, at least for these purposes anyway. 59 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.